all you gorgeous players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for November 1st, 2021. This week's nail polish is Nude Mood. Don't ask me. I have no idea. But shout out to Jekdol, Ninners, Rosie, and Team OK for guessing correctly. Well done, y'all. I'm still pretty exhausted from last week's hustle, so this episode will again be a little shorter and to the point, hopefully. We'll see. Thank you to my wonderful co-interviewer, Turcubist. You are a hero. I am so relieved I can go back to my usual avatar now. I mean, I really loved all the renaming. It was very creative and very fun. My favorite spooky names were First Edition Bluey and Hazipsix, who, let's be real, was the most terrifying of them all. Also, I think I can go back to calling you Hazipsix now, right? So, League A. The Drunken and Doomed Poet played and tied another match this week, and our defending champion, NA Smith 99, played and won his first match of the season, which leaves him at the top of the division for now. Over in B tier, Apostolos Ruler played and tied Mick and lost to Sam E. Mick remains in number one with 67% in four now. In B2, Dr. Steelhammer won his match against Xerix. Singlety remains at the top of the division. In C1, SweetJohn33 and Rust2 played and won their matches this week. SweetJohn is in preliminary number one. Amoff at 11 tied for Cole in C2. Who overtook both Earl and Brian at number one. Cyrusk, Undas, and Gamesu played their matches against one another this week. Cyrusk and Gamesu only half a match, but Cyrusk remains firmly in the top position of C3 with 72% in three now. In C4, Cider01 and Orange Person played and won their matches this week. Cider overtook number one from Yoma. Over in D1, no changes this week. Halo ND007 remains in number one. D2 players were pretty busy. Namek was able to break the tie for first position with Tufte and is heading the division for now. Mort remains at the top of D3. In D4, Derpa is now ahead of Asounder. In E1, Jared overtook C.R. Lundy and Fullwagon in first position. There were no changes in E2. Xalexa tied Snappy Boy at the top of E3. In E4, Fr. Young Tread remains in number one. No changes in E5, Scobut27 remains at the top. In E6, Jekdol finally broke the tie between themselves and Saltrosa and is now the lone number one of this division. In E7, DDX Frog overtook Grass Wander this week and is the new number one. And in E8, Nezala finished his season early and is now in for a long wait at the top of the division until his fellow players finish as well. And this brings us to the results, comments, shoutout segment, where first of all I have to share some more cat content from Duolingo. I was asked to translate two cat-related sentences. The first one was, "The cat is not blue." And the second was, "Do you have a cat?" So our first results comment is from J4, skip a beat, played 4-2 against the educator, and comments, "A treasure and a delight, little heart." Very cute. And then Petrovich78 played 5-1 against Ranger 69 for J19, and Petrovic says, "I don't dare to make any comment at all, smiley." Which I love these meta comments so much. Just keep them coming, Petrovic. They're much appreciated. Then in G4, Silversmithy played 4-2 against G. Goyes. And comments, "Great competitor." And in H2, A.H. Norris 21 played 5-1 against Hockey Maniac 99. And says, "Fun, well-played games. Strong coffee was involved for both players." Thanks for letting us know. And then my lovely Uniboshi played 2-5, 3-5 against Enna in I-15 and says, "Thanks for the exciting games. Jewel of the century, lol." And in F3, AJL828 played 5-5, 0-5 against Smelly 4-4 and says, "GG's, really enjoyed the last board, in brackets, City Quarter is awesome!" And then we had an interesting comment from J11, Vazor Tide, Gabriel Hensbury, and comments, "Yeah, I'll say using all those provincial citizens as experimental test subjects was a good plan." Which, what does it mean? Another result from J19 involving Ranger 69, Bro OSC played 4-2 against them, and Bro OSC says, "Alchemy is a really fun expansion. Wow, smiley." And we are left to wonder, is this serious? And then the last one, of course, from A1, Shanahan, tied Sycamatic, and commented, "Chess players at a certain level just expect a lot of drawn matches." Which brings us to the significantly shout-out section. And what can I tell you? We have 24 new members of the Significantly Club. Y'all are amazing. Don't know if I mentioned this. Did I shout out FR Young Tread for E4 with 67% in 3? I don't think I did. So shout out to you. And then new additions are Arf Arf Arf, AJL828 and Thunder Fighter in F tier. Then Silversmithy, Six Shadow Six. Yeah, those two in G tier. Polski 66, Nickelby 474, All Chocolate, Isal 01, Steve, Bubombe, and Hugolek in H tier. Arco Arco, Rayoran, Flat Iron, Smithy 987, RB70, RB70, Peta. Yep, all those in I tier. And in J tier, TB Carson, Bad Wolf 12, Pirate King, Pirate King, Arr, Sponge 12349, and Gus. Congrats to all of you. And special shout out to those players who are currently at 80% and more. And these are Thunderfighter in F9 with 83% and 3. Nintendo David in H7 with 94% and 3. Polymorpher in H10 with 83% and 4. And Roanba in H17 with 81% in 3. You are amazing! So we have been treated to another set of excellent matches in the Shuffle It Championship. Scheduling seemed to have been a little difficult, which unfortunately resulted in a pretty distinct overlap between three of the four matches. But N.A. Smith 99, J-Nails, RTT, and Silly Potter all secured prize money, advancing to semifinals! Our two US players will meet each other in a rematch of the last league finals, and Silly Potter will play the second semifinal against the captain. Good luck to all of you. Now for Masked Player. Again, I haven't been able to follow this tournament at all this past week. I tried to unmask N.A. Smith in our top 8 interview, but he wouldn't be tricked. Same as with J-Nails, I am sad to report. There was some fun banter with some masked players, both on Discord and in Spectra during some of the matches, which was quite enjoyable. I'm looking forward to the unmasking, which should take place soon now, I guess. Over in Size Games, Cyrusk and J. Trupiano have made it to the Big Games Finals! Good luck to both of you! Medium Games quarterfinals have been played and saw S-Sounder and 6K3W7IV5TG28 advance to semis. S-Sounder will play AJLA28 and 6K will meet the men 0613. Good luck to all of you. And in small games, Bintian and I played and won our quarterfinal matches and are now on to semis. Bintian will play Kruskin today, or right now, and I'll be playing Metalock 72, which needless to say, I am very much looking forward to, and which will at least start Wednesday 19 UTC. So, for my personal week in games, I can just continue where I ended in the last segment. I won my small games quarterfinal! My wish to play Metalock was granted! My next goal is to play Bintian in finals and have another epic bestie voice chat! I'm also trying to schedule some more league matches, but so far opponents have been unresponsive. E-tournament started, and I am in a group with Freaky, Halo ND007, and Derpa. So, yeah. This will be some more coaching, I guess. I'm looking forward to playing Andy most. I think it'll be fun. Also, do we want to do shared VC, Andy? I'm asking you here to build up pressure for you to say yes. But no pressure. I think it'd be fun. So, for the style guide. In game 2 of their quarterfinal match, AK3 and NA Smith 99 had a board with Duchess, Apothecary, Fishing Village, Masterpiece, Shantytown, Dismantle, Haggler, Jester, Spices, Stables, and Way of the Squirrel. AK3 started turn 12. We had 2 empty piles. Then there were 5 spices and 6 dismantles left. AK had 2 hagglers, a dismantle, and 2 spices, and was 2 points behind. Now, they could have piled spices by dismantling gold into spices and buying 2 provinces or province gold to pile spices. Instead, they opted for a Duchess pile out, which was still at 9 at the start of the turn, by dismantling Shanty in 2 Duchess, and then buying 2 duchies, which gained them 3 duchesses each, and a province for the last 2 duchesses, which was extremely fancy, very, very stylish. And I'll link it to you in the show notes to see for yourself if you weren't there. And with this, we're on to the preview. So, we have a mix match between Tracer and Amoff at 11 on Tuesday, 22:30 UTC. And 23 UTC, we have a mix match between Earl and Mixinuk. That's a fun entry. That's midnight UTC on Wednesday. Possession coaching, question mark, exclamation mark. Possession coaching? Halo Anti V DZ. Sounds fun. And then Friday, 23 UTC, we have a League B match, Sam E v Bobby DJ 18. Saturday, 9 UTC, Yoifuro will play Mort for League D. Oh, then there's a League Town Hall, interesting, at 18:30 UTC. And at 19:30 UTC, There is a League C match, Yoma v Monk FSH. Sunday, we have a mix match at 17 UTC between Sammy and Yulu. And at 22:30 UTC, another mix match between Tracer and Fire on Ice. And that's it for now. Of course, the two semi-finals of the Shuffle the Championship will also be played at some point during this week, and we will be notified and will be there to enjoy. Which brings us to SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, I thought I'd share with you number three of my three favorite sports. As you might remember, besides Dominion, I really enjoy bouldering. It's hands down my favorite sport. I have actually been back to the gym this past weekend, and on the one hand, I was very happy to be back on the wall. On the other hand, I was quite sad just how little I'm able to do at the moment. I really have to take this slow and need to be careful with certain moves. And it's a shame. But yeah, I'm trying to focus on the good stuff. yeah, just happy to be back to the gym. But what I wanted to share with you, my third favorite sport, is the Bachelor franchise. Specifically the OG, if you will, the US Bachelor franchise. Yeah, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, all this good stuff. It is horrible, don't get me wrong. It's very bad, but I don't know. I think I started watching over 10 years ago and haven't been able to quit. So make of that what you will. also, just if you were ever wondering why my English sounds the way it does, that's in no small part thanks to me watching a lot of Bachelor. Yeah, like all those years ago. That's where it's coming from. So I haven't seen any actual episodes of any of those shows in, must have been 2 years now, just because I think there's no legal way for me to watch it over here, which is definitely sad, but I mean, there are so many recaps now, podcasts and also video recaps that I can kind of stay informed and kind of live through that a little. My two favorite Bachelor related podcasts are Love to See It, formerly Here to Make Friends. Absolutely love that show. And then Game of Roses, which is very, in a way, is very weird, but kind of has the best analysis of what is going on, and yeah, all the different strategies and the moves and the plays and everything. And they're also like a little bit, if I'm being completely honest, a little bit of an inspiration for my podcast here. I'm always looking forward to Wednesdays, which is when new episodes of these two podcasts drop. Maybe it's also good that I'm not directly consuming any of the Bachelor stuff, because it's like, it's very misanthropic, I would say. The show itself, very bad. But at the same time, I don't know if I would say it's a guilty pleasure because I don't feel particularly guilty around consuming those podcasts, for example. Maybe it would be different if I were really to spend 2 or 3 hours every week to actually watch the document, the text itself. But yeah, I don't know what it is. What can I tell you? It's been over 10 years, so I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy the franchise as a whole. And that's what I wanted to share with you. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, S-T-R-U-M-P-H-F, and I'll catch you all next week. The game has ended! Bye!